Hello from the members of Royce City Methodist Church. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope you're blessed by this message today. You're invited to join us for worship anytime. You can learn more about our worship options, locations, and how to get plugged into the life of our church by visiting our website, roycitymethodist.life. Today, we hear from our senior pastor, Reverend Chris Everson. May God bless you as you listen to his word proclaimed.
Would you please join me in the prayer of God's creation, which you can find printed on, help if I turn this on. There we go. Printed on the screen. Would you please pray with me? Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear God, we thank you for today. As a day we talk about service and how we are called to be your hands and feet to the world around us. So God, we pray that you let the words of my mouth for the meditation of each heart here be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. So as we continue in this series, we're talking about our mission statement that you hear over and over again, but we repeat it over and over again because it's so important to have this ingrained of why we are who we are as a church. So if you'll join me, would you please share in this mission statement again as we prepare to move through our message? Would you please join me? Royce City Methodist Church exists to glorify God and make disciples by serving together to be renewed and rooted in Christ. Last week we talked about what it meant to glorify God, and we went through our whole service. I got a lot of good feedback about that, reminding us this is what we do as a church. Today we're talking about service and how important service is to the life of our church. So I'm going to call Jackson Bailey to come up here and Molly May to come up, who are going to be helping read our scripture for today. And I think Molly will go first.
Oh, man. Hey, it's mean.
So it's...
Above all, love each other deeply, because our love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gifts you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as the one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength of God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power of forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. Jackson?
Just as a body through one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made of one part, but of many. But in fact, God has placed these parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they're all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
Thank you, Molly and Jackson. Let's give them thanks for sharing scripture with us. Y'all can have a seat. You know, one thing about Royce City Methodist Church, and I would have to say since 1877, when Royce City Methodist Church started to meet, service has been a part of the heart of our church. And it's evident as we share it in our mission statement. But we had a mission statement before. When I got here, we came up with another mission statement, and there was a little tag about service in that. And it talked about how we as Royce City Methodist Church, we served with heart. And as the other committee, the second committee came together, we worked with Kenny Ott, who was our coach. He helped us craft our second mission statement that you just read. And you can see service was a part of who we are. You just look at our history. You see that we know that as a church, we exist, repeat the mission statement again, to glorify God, but we also commit to serve our community. That's why if you look in the history of our church, you'll see we've had former mayors, former city council members, several teachers, several schools who have their names by namesakes of members of our church. We've had people who have started other service organizations. I'm sure the Scouts were started by members of Roy City Methodist Church, but I'm thinking about Rotary and other organizations. All of them were started because we knew that it was important to have a servant heart. So why do we do this? I think the scripture that we had from 1 Peter that you heard Molly read and we heard earlier in the service, that helps frame who we are. And part of that framing comes from the very beginning of this passage. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. We serve because we love. We serve because we know that it is our honor and privilege to take care of those around us because that is the love that God has called each and every one of us to. It's loving deeply. It's loving deeply and understanding that even though we may have disagreements about one thing or another, we are called to love. Jesus, in his greatest commandment, before he is taken to the cross, he tells the disciples to love as I have loved you. I don't know if you ever thought about that. Thought about the way that Jesus has loved us and what he has given up for us. That love is such a powerful love and should be marked by anything and everything we do as the body of Christ. It's all about showing hospitality. Loving and showing hospitality, which again is something that is a part of what we did. Yesterday, we had a lunch for the servants that are a part of our Daily Bread food pantry. And they came, we had about 26 or 27 that came to be a part of the meal. Some of those weren't able to be there. But as they were sitting there and as they were talking, we could see the love that has been passed down for 17 years. In that ministry to provide food for our neighbors. I don't know if you know the history of that. Just a really quick, brief history. If you want more history, come talk to Richard Davis. He can give you the full blown out history. I'm going to give you just the not even the Cliff Notes version, the Cliff Notes version of what our Daily Bread food pantry was. It started in a closet at our church. Some people went to a walk to Emmaus, and out of that experience, they said, we need to serve our community. So we'll get like Hamburger Helper, some shelf-safe items, and if anybody needs something, they could come to the church office, and we'll be able to get that to them. And look at how that ministry has grown. We have two produce days that are the first and the third Mondays of each month, and each week on Thursday and Saturday, neighbors line up hours before the food is able to be distributed, waiting for food, and our servants help share that food with them. It's all about using our gifts and making sure that the gifts that we have as a church are being used for the world. So I was taking a look at our membership roles, and one of the things that I realized that there are two numbers that I look at as our pastor. Number one, we have a membership role of about 220 people. Now, active out of that 220, we have about 150, 160 people that are active in the life of our church. And what I mean by that, you know, they come to worship, you know, at least once or twice a month. And it may not look at it because we know we have the numbers over here and they're always flat, but I look out and I see you here, and I can see one Sunday somebody might be over here, and then one Sunday they're gone, but another family that wasn't here last Sunday, they're here. So about 150 to 160 people are active in the life of our church. We have about 60 to 70 people who are actively serving the life of our church. It's pretty amazing. If you think about it, I would love to get that number a lot higher, but to think about the 60 or 70 people that are serving at our Daily Bread Food Pantry, serving at The Good Place, here setting up and tearing down, being back in the back, running AV, running sound, standing up here on the stage, leading our worship. Every single one of those persons, except for one, is not paid for being here, but they do it because they know that it is the gift that God has given them to serve others. Reminds me of the story in Matthew 25. Jesus is talking about service. And he shares a story in service when he talks about a guy who has gone off to town, and gone away, and he puts three servants in charge of a lot of his stuff. He gives one a certain amount, another one a little bit less, and another one a little bit less than that. And when he returns, the one who has the most says, look at how I was able to increase what you gave me. And he says, well done, good and faithful servant. I will let you have responsibility for more stuff. The second one said, look at all the stuff that I was able to do what you gave me. Well done, good and faithful servant. And the last one, who just had one small little piece, said, you know, I know that you're a pretty harsh guy. So what I did, I buried what you gave me. That way I wouldn't lose it. And then the master said, you foolish servant. I gave you something so you could do something with it. To expand my domain. And you just sat on it. My friends, that is not what Roy City Methodist Church is about. God did not give us the ability to reach people with the love and grace of Jesus Christ, so we just sit on it and allow it to just exist. God doesn't call us to exist. God calls us to glorify Him in all that we do. Took some pictures yesterday as I was walking around serving the Our Daily Bread Food Pantry people. We had a couple of members. I took a picture of them working over at the Good Place. They didn't know. I'm looking at Sharon. She's kind of like, how dare you put that picture up of me? Sorry, I took it and I posted it. Had Tracy, this is Easter Sunday, greeting people. And the last picture, that card that does not look like anything, means so much to me. Last Sunday, I shared this picture on social media. When I got to the office this morning, there was this envelope on my door from several of our kids who are part of our children's Sunday school class. They got together on the Saturday before, and they took bags and double bagged them for our Daily Bread Food Pantry. And I can probably guarantee you, each and every one of those bags are already gone, have already been shipped out to other people. But they did that, and the note that they gave was such a blessing to me. It was a blessing to Richard, and I know that work that they did was a blessing for our community. We serve because we want to glorify God. Or as Jesus said in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, you, I'm going to point. I know it's not polite to point, but I'm pointing this morning. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So my friends, I'm not going to talk as long as I normally do because I know we've had a very full service, but I do want to give you this challenge. How are you letting the light that God has given to you to shine in a dark and hurting world? What gifts had God has given you that way you could use not only here in Royce City Methodist Church, but in our community? Because I could tell you, it's great seeing that we have 60 to 70 people that are serving in one way or another. There is room for you to serve as well, to allow the gifts that God has given you to be a blessing for others. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we are thankful that we get to see today what service is all about. Whether it's through Scouting America, whether it's through our Daily Bread Food Pantry, The Good Place, or even those who come early in the morning on Sundays to set up chairs and tables, audiovisual sound, all of those things to make worship happen here in this place. We know that you have called us to be in service to one another. God, we recognize sometimes serving is hard. Sometimes serving is difficult, and sometimes we just may not want to do it. But God, that does not give us an excuse to sit on the sidelines and watch the world go by. Strengthen and empower us each and every day to be your hands and feet so that we may be the light of the world for those around us. So God, we lift this prayer up to you. In the name of Jesus, in the presence of Jesus, in the great power of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.